See, telling me that the reason there's a difference between a Yid and an Eini Yehudi is all about Zuama. Okay, what's the origin of Zuama? Oh, the Yidin were Mekabel Torah at Har Sinai. Because they were Mekabel Torah at Har Sinai, it was Paska Zuama. The Eini Yehudim, they weren't Mekabel Torah. So yes, what about the Geirin? Geirin Techiach. A Ger doesn't seem to have Zuama. And yet, did the Ger stand at Har Sinai? He didn't stand on Har Sinai. So the Gemara says, Omalese, he told him, Afal gaf de inu loy havu, even though the Gerim themselves didn't stand by Har Sinai, but Mazlayu havu, that mazel was there. And because that mazel was there, so it's for that reason, even the Gerim don't have Zuama. It's Yodua that there was a Ger Tzedek, that lived in Vilna at the time of the Vilna Gaon. And he was known as the Ger Tzedek of Vilna. He was someone that the Vilna Gaon had tremendous erech for. And the Vilna Gaon said unbelievable things about him. This Ger Tzedek had been a Polish nobleman. He was a very important person in the Catholic Church. He converted to Judaism. And the church wasn't happy about what he did. And they decided that they were going to execute him. And they were going to do it publicly. The Ger Tzedek was killed. Hashem Yimkom Damai, on the second day of Shavuos, it was in the year 1749. That's when he was killed. And there were a lot of tzaddikim that on the second day of Shavuos, they would talk about the Ger Tzedek of Vilna. It was a minute. Chafetz Chaim used to. This was something that people did. Just to tell you, just a few anecdotes about the Ger Tzedek. The Velt says over that the Vilna Goyen said that when the Ger Tzedek died, Al Kiddush Hashem, his misa was misakin so much that there's a certain klipa that causes a person's hands to be tummy when he wakes up in the morning. So you wake up in the morning, you have to wash the TLC diet, and we've spoken a lot about it from halacha perspectives and Kabbalah perspectives. But the Vilna Gaon said that when the Ger Tzedek was killed, when he was tortured to death, it made a tikkun in the Bria that the klipa that causes a ruach tumah to be shayer on a person's hand when he wakes up in the morning, it got very, very weak. And that's why maybe people are meiko when it comes to netilas yadayim next to their bed. Again, this is above my pay grade. But the point is that the klipa of the ruach tumah that shayer on the yadayim, this was something that went away. The Chafetz Chaim used to say over that he had a Kabbalah that the Vilna Gaon, when the Ger Tzedek was locked up and he was on death row and they were planning to kill him. So the Vilna Gaon sent a message to him. He says that if he wants, he can save him. He can use the Shemus HaKdoshim, Al Pi Chachmas HaKabbalah. He said he can save him. So the Vilna Gaon said, if you want, I'll save you. And he made him an offer. And the Ger Tzedek sent back a response to the Vilna Gaon. He told him he doesn't want. He says that the greatest tachlis that a person can accomplish on this world is to die Al Kiddush Hashem. And he feels that this must be his tachlis. And he said he wants to die. And he said, I appreciate the fact that you want to save me, but this is something that, he said, this is something that he wants. The Velt says that when the Ger Tzedek was being marched through the city of Vilna, he was literally marched through the streets of Vilna, and everybody came out and they were all watching how he was going to be, this was a public execution, how he was going to be killed. So they say that the Ger Tzedek was walking very, very slowly. He was walking slowly. And the Vilna Gaon looked at his window. He looked at his window and he turned in the direction of the Ger Tzedek. And the Ger Tzedek looked at the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon told him that he should walk schnell. And when he saw the Vilna Gaon motion to him that he should walk fast, so he started walking fast. And the Vilna Gaon explained afterwards, he said he knew exactly what the Ger Tzedek was thinking. And the Ger Tzedek knew exactly what I was trying to tell him. He said the Ger Tzedek had a phenomenal question. He wasn't sure what to do. He said on the one hand, he was about to be Mekayim, the greatest mitzvah. What he believed was his tachlis. He was about to give up his life Al Kiddush Hashem. And there's an idea of Ayashkim Avram Baboyke, Mikan Shezrizim Akdim Lemitzvahs. Like the Mesillas Yesharim says, that Tzadikin Velapokarot Avram Vayuritsu, right? Everything is, you do it fast. So he said on the one hand, he felt that if this is my tachlis, this is what I'm supposed to do. Let me go really, really fast. And let me go run. But he said in Tzadcheni, he wasn't sure. Because at the end of the day, he's running fast to give up his life. You have a right to be ma'abed atzmei ladas. You have chayisha. Every minute of your life is precious. And he wasn't sure what to do. So he turned to the Vilna Gaon. Vazal chtan. Do I go slow or do I go fast? It's amazing. And the Vilna Gaon told him, go schnell. You're doing a mitzvah. You're being mekayim your tachlis. Vayashkim avram babroiker. Zrizim akdim in the mitzvahs. He said, the right cheshbon is to do the mitzvah of zrizos. And he ran, and that's when he started going real. But why are we talking about the Ger Tzedek? Because there's a lot of memories related to Gerim that the Velt says over in the name of the Ger Tzedek. One of the things that the Ger Tzedek said was, he says, where did Gerim come from? How does this even happen? How you talking that somebody decides one day that he wants to be Megar, he wants to be Lachsos Tachas Kanfei Hashchina? Where does it come from? So the Ger Tzedek said, you know where it comes from? He says, because when the Eibishter went around to the nations of the world and he said, do you want the Torah? So we know all the nations said no, came to Klal Yisrael, they said Nasa V'Nishma. But the Ger Tzedek says, do you think that there weren't people, a minority of members within each individual Medina that maybe wanted to be Mekabel the Torah? He said, there must have been. There had to have been Yechidim that wanted to be Mekabel the Torah. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch is not Mekapeach Schar Kol Beria V'Beria. And those minority, even though they were outvoted, even though at the end of the day it was Nimnu V'Gomru that Yishmael is not going to be Mekabel the Torah, and Edom is not going to be Mekabel the Torah. But the fact that these people wanted to be Mekabel the Torah, it meant something. It had to mean something. So you know what happened? Many generations later, they would have Enoklach that would come and they would be Megayer. And like this, their machshava that they had in the beginning of time to become a Yid, even though it was never Niskayim by they themselves, but it was Niskayim by their Enoklach. This is what the Welt says over in the name of the Ger Tzedek. I found once that the truth is it's Mefurish in the Mabit. The Mabit says Mefurish. The Mabit says in Shara Yesoides Perik Nun Aleph. Ve'etzli oy taina b'zeh ki kishachazar akel yisparchem atayru l'umos v'loy rotzu l'kablo mistama hayu ben kol uma v'uma ma'atim asha hayu roitzim l'kablo. He said there must have been a minority of people that wanted to accept the Torah. V'loy ola b'yadam ki hayu b'teilim b'roif ki ein shum dover muskin b'chol ha'olam midas kol ha'olam ki emi rubam. It's very hard to get a unanimous vote. So usually at the end of the day you have to rely on a roif. Ki adoyu shol b'nei yadam mischalfois v'i You mean to say there was no one member of Umayyad that didn't want to be Mekabel the Torah? Says the Mabit, unbelievable. This is what he says. So it's Mefurish idea that said over in the name of the Mabit is Mefurish is in the name of the Ger Tzedek is Mefurish in the Mabit. Again, why are we mentioning this? Because the Gemara said that the Yidden were Poska Zuamasam. The Umayyad Sa'olam, they have Zuama because they never stood at Har Sinai. So what about the Gerim? So the Gemara says the Gerim were really at Har Sinai. Even though they weren't at Har Sinai, their Mazel was Har Sinai. This is Me'inyan, Le'inyan, Ba'isa Inyan. This Yisoy that the Welt says over in the name of the Ger Tzedek, which is Mefurish already in the Mabit, in the Beis Elokim, that there's an idea that all the Gerim are descendants from members of the Umayyad Sa'olam that wanted really to be Mekabel the Torah.